And the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Our Labor Day savings start now at Lowe's. Right now, buy one, get one free on Valspar Reserve or HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Infinity or Showcase Interior Paint via Lowe's gift card rebate. Whether you're painting one accent wall or want to freshen up a whole room, we've got you covered. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Valid through 9/4.
Hey, Connecticut, if you want name brand tires at the guaranteed lowest price and the most free services, then get to Town Fair Tire. Because nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. Nobody. Town Fair Tire.
Time for WCBS Traffic and Weather Together.
A serious problem on the Southern State Parkway moving westbound. An overturned car right around the Meadowbrook State Parkway. And I'm seeing pretty jammed up traffic around that area, especially right around New Bridge Road and, of course, Merrick Avenue. So your best bet to avoid that is to take Hempstead Turnpike or even a Sunrise Highway as alternates until that is cleared away. In the Bronx, the crash on the southbound Bronx River Parkway at the Cross Bronx, slow traffic from Pelham Parkway. As we move to Westchester County, you've got a problem in White Plains on the southbound side of the Hutch right before North Street, a two-car crash. And in Rockland, you've got a two-car hit on the thruway moving southbound right around Airmont Road. Delays go back to around 287. NJ Transit has free rides for you all this week. And I'm Susan Browning in the WCBS Traffic Center.
Most places are going to be dry here as we head through the evening. Pretty nice evening across the Tri-City area. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, maybe an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. Certainly that's probably more widespread across Connecticut. High tomorrow, 85. Then mostly clear tomorrow night down to 69. Very warm Tuesday up to 88. And hot and steamy Wednesday. Thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening up to 93. And not as high for Thursday.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
want a sheet on you
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Want a sheet on you.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Want a sheet on you.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
want a sheet on you with Bounce.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
No, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
Could not possibly mention everybody who was on WCBS or behind the scenes over the years, but we can mention everyone who is here right now, and we'd like to give credit to those people.
Sean Adams.
Marla Diamond.
Sophia Hall.
Tom Kaminsky.
Wayne Cabot.
Paul Murnane.
Levon Putney.
Bridget Quinn.
Steve Scott.
Michael Wallace.
Jim Feldman.
Bill Tynan.
Maggie Leone.
Heather Ron.
Oliver Sampson.
Carla Marilis.
Rivka Oppenheim.
Angel Saborito.
Lisa Chernkovich.
Martin Untroy.
Lou Zambrana.
Laura Calla Rauch.
Tom Fenn.
Craig Allen.
Ashok Bala.
Anita Bonita.
Tanya Hansen.
Ray Hoffman.
Christy Kalishan.
Jake Angelo.
Alma Bove.
Anthony Bosco.
Izanya Gonzalez.
Jamila Jallo.
Michael Pardal.
Ashley Reed.
Eve Rosato.
Sabrina Solovitz.
Dan Berman.
John Wilson.
Chris Rausch.
It is amazing we have this sound going back to the 1920s. WCBS through the years, we would like to thank the people who have been smart enough and caring enough and passionate enough to save and preserve all of this audio. Phil Grice is one of those people. Don Swaim. And of course, the guy standing behind you and me right now, Paul, who's orchestrating this.
Dave Plotkin. And The Wayne Cabot Archives.
There are some geeky things that I recorded as a kid on my Radio Shack realistic tape recorder.
And you've been playing them to me in Morning Drive now for 8 years.
I'll send them to your house so you can keep on listening.
What is there left to say for the final time?
This is WCBS New York.
The Columbia Broadcasting System.
WCBS.
You know, I'm not a sentimental guy ordinarily, but I feel like I just lost a friend.
Cheer up, pal. Your friend just changed his name. Yeah.
Well, I hope he does as well by the new name as he did by the old. Well,
I'll tell you one thing, my friend. He'll be in there trying.
WCBS. Yeah! Rolls off the tongue all right.
Yes, sir. WCBS. Sounds like good. I kind of like it. Doggone, you know, I'm going to have a crack at saying that thing right out loud on the air. Official-like. Like those high-priced announcers do. Ladies and gentlemen and all the little children, be all advised that from here on, except when we forget sometimes, this is Columbia's key station in New York, WCBS.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How is this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate. I don't know if they are aware of what they do, but they're saving children's lives every day.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
This is WCBS 880 News. WCBS 880 News.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home.
because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's great.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Time for WCBS traffic and weather together.
A crash with police activity on the southern state moving westbound right around the Meadowbrook State Parkway, and you've got jam ups at Newbridge Road. So your best bet is to use Hempstead Turnpike or the Sunrise Highway to get around that until it's completely cleared away. And our river crossings are looking much better. The George coming inbound to the upper deck about 30 minutes, the lower deck coming in 15. Going out, minor delays. Hudson Tube's looking okay in 10 to 15 minutes in both directions. We have problems, though, in Westchester County. A truck hit the bridge on the northbound side of the Hutch right around King Street. And then on the southbound Hutch before North Street, you've got a crash blocking a lane of traffic. Moving to Rockland County, a two-car hit on the southbound thruway right around Airmont Road, with stop-and-go traffic starting right around 287. And New Jersey Transit is offering free rides on all modes of transportation all this coming week as a thank you. And I'm Susan Browning in the WCBS Traffic Center.
And we'll be left with a mostly clear sky for tonight. Down to 69 in Midtown, low 60s in some suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and humid. A few more in the way of showers and storms in the afternoon and evening. It'll be most widespread across Connecticut. High tomorrow, 85, then mostly clear for tomorrow night. Down to 69, very warm and humid Tuesday. Some sun up to 88, and then hot and steamy Wednesday. A thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening up to 93, and not as hot for Thursday.
When you need to know why, when it matters most. This is WCBS 880 News. Your trusted source for news, traffic, weather, and every Mets game. This is WCBS and WCBS-FM HD2 New York. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hurricane Hone is passing just south of Hawaii, leaving behind up to a foot of rain in some areas. Hawaii County Mayor Mitch Roth has an update.
Still a lot of things going on in the county. We still have a lot of closures. A lot of our beach parks are closed. We have a whole bunch of roads. I think on the hazard map, we're showing about 21 roads throughout the county that have been closed.
The rain has been heavy enough for the National Weather Service to cancel red flag fire warnings for the entire Hawaiian island chain. Heavy rain in Nevada's Black Rock Desert caused a delay at the Burning Man Festival, but that hasn't dampened Dane Nielsen's attitude as he makes his way there.
It's rained out there before. It's not a big problem. I mean, it's an issue this moment, but it'll be fine in 7 hours, whatever.
Hezbollah launched hundreds of rockets and drones at Israel early today, and Israel's military said it sent around 100 jets to strike Lebanese sites it says were being prepared for more attacks against Israeli territory. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab is in Tel Aviv.
It's rained out there before.
While Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised Israel's military for successfully intercepting the attack, he also warned it wasn't what he called the final word. Kim Gattas is a contributing writer at The Atlantic and author of Black Wave.
It's going to take a lot of effort to try to make sure it doesn't turn into an all-out war.
The Seattle-Tacoma International Airport is telling travelers to use their airline apps to generate boarding passes and bag tags online. The airport is still dealing with system outages after a suspected cyber attack. KIRO-TV reporter Debbie Horn has more.
Lance Little runs SEA Airport. He says they are working to mitigate the impact of the attack, but concedes some operations are still not working.
We know we need people ready to help passengers locate current gate,
ticket, flight time, and bad claim information. We have many volunteers on site wearing bright green colors.
Still running smoothly, however, is TSA.
The CDC is now tracking a nationwide spike in COVID cases that is only expected to grow with the coming cold and flu season. CBS News Los Angeles' Jeff Wynn reports.
I tested positive for COVID about a week ago.
Quentin Bastian masked up to spend time with friends in Southern California following his recent COVID isolation.
I didn't want to spread it, and I mean, wearing a mask is not that hard.
The CDC says COVID-19 infections are currently growing or likely growing in 27 states.
If we look at past years, what we've seen in terms of COVID-19 surges, we can expect to see a little bit of a plateau for the next few weeks.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Portions of this broadcast have been recorded. This is WCBS 880 Magazine. Today's top stories and interviews on news, plus the latest cultural and lifestyle trends.
Can I truck out something from the archives?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, people love this radio station because we report on things, of course. There is the daily in and out of the facts and everything. But every once in a while, you listen to something and you hear the heart and soul come through and you realize that for all the craziness and the madness and the annoyingness, if that's a word, of New York City, it is totally worth it. So here is a New York City cop in the midst of the transit strike of 1980 out there and just doing his job with style. And WCBS News Radio 88's Walt Wheeler, Transit Strike 1980.
41st Street and 7th Avenue. Busy Port Authority bus terminal pedestrian traffic. Heavy traffic on the avenue. And a light line of patter from the cop on the corner.
Shake a hand and kiss a friend. You'll feel better. All right? Be careful on that bike, all right? Not an accident.
He's Officer John McLaughlin. Normally, he works in the organized crime unit. But now, he's doing traffic duty during the transit strike.
No, not really.
Not really?
No, I'm just some eccentric. I like to stand in a corner and talk to people.
Hi, sir.
Everybody, have a nice day. Quickly. All right, hold it up, please.
And note that please. No whistle, no harsh shout, but please, hold it up, please. And in between, treating his charges like old friends, something they respond to warmly.
He's fantastic.
I love him.
Really. Makes the whole force have a better image, you know? Very pleasant guy.
He's been here, and the other morning in the terrible rainstorm, he was standing in the middle of the street getting drenched, and he said to people, don't you step in my puddle. I don't want you to be responsible for sending you home to your husbands and wives with a cold. He made it a joy.
This is McLaughlin. I'm having fun. They give me more pleasure than I give them. I'm Walt Wheeler.
Thank you so much for your kind messages from everyone, from all our listeners. We really are so appreciative of that. Thank you.
Hey, man, I know we have to get to Lisa, and we will. And Lisa, feel free to take your time. I'm going to kill a commercial. What are they going to do, fire me? So I just want to say, you mentioned Walt Wheeler. I remember Walt Wheeler telling me when I got here in 1988, he was one of these guys who was really ahead of the curve with technology and the computers and all. He said, you know, someday they're going to invent a technology soon that will be able to replace you.
Right.
It will be a voice that will be able to convey emotion and personality. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
That was many years before AI came along.
And here we are all these years later. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, guys. And I just want to share, I have a quick memory about you guys. I've been listening for years. I remember you were talking about, Paul was talking about the Willis Tower in Chicago, and all of a sudden Wayne chimes in and says, what you talking about? You know, and it's something like that.
I can't help myself.
I don't know if you remember that, but But it's that. You say the things that are on our minds. Maybe we have the both wild sense of humor, but that's what I always loved about you guys. So thank you for all you've done.
WCBS 880 Magazine.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Time for WCBS Traffic and Weather Together.
That collision with an overturned car still there on the westbound Southern State right around the Meadowbrook Parkway, and delays go back to around New Bridge Road. Until that's cleared away, you can use Jerusalem Road, you can hop onto the Sunrise Highway or Hempstead Turnpike to get around that. In Queens, a crash on the southbound Cross Island at 160th Street. All lanes are subject to closure. As we move to the Bronx, the two-car hit on the southbound side of the Bronx River Parkway at the Cross Bronx. And in Westchester County, a couple of issues on the Hutch. One is a truck hit a bridge on the northbound side of the Hutch at King Street. And then in White Plains, southbound Hutch before North Street, you've got a two-car crash. The inbound George, 30 minutes to the upper deck, 15 to the lower. Hudson Tubes, minor delays. And NJ Transit is free all this week for all riders. I'm Susan Browning in the WCBS Traffic Center.
North and west, there could be a thunder shower in the next few hours, and then we'll turn out mostly clear tonight. Down to 69 in Midtown. Overall, pretty nice night across the mountain area. Then partly sunny for tomorrow. We're up to 85. There will be an afternoon or evening thunderstorm, though. A little bit more widespread tomorrow. Then mostly clear tomorrow night, down to 69. Very warm for Tuesday, up to 88. And then hot and steamy on Wednesday up to 93 with an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. And not as hot for Thursday.
Morning, people. Wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and start your morning at McDonald's. Right now, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast sandwiches for just $6, like a sausage McMuffin with egg, sausage egg and cheese McGriddles, bacon egg and cheese biscuit, or chicken McGriddles. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer, single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For nearly 60 years, WCBS 880 has been a trusted source for news in the tri-state. Thank you for being there for all of us during good times and during times of great challenge. As we say goodbye, we invite you to stay on top of your world every day with 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
When you need to know why, when it matters most. This is WCBS 880 News. WCBS 880 Magazine.
Planning a wedding has become so expensive that some couples are actually asking their guests to pay to attend that special day. Joining us, Lara Mahler, a wedding planner and owner and founder of The Privilege Is Mine. Lara, first tell us exactly how expensive have weddings become. Can you give us kind of an average?
Yeah, you know, well, I'm a wedding planning company based here in New York City, so I feel like I can, you know, speak on behalf of the industry here. And, you know, I would say for a 150-person wedding in New York City, we're probably looking at $100,000 to start.
Wow. Okay. So it's expensive for couples.
It's expensive. Yeah.
Yes. And also, and more so if they do the destination weddings, right? So
yeah.
If couples are asking guests to pay, how exactly does that work? I mean, in a sense, we're paying anyway, right? I mean, we're showing up, we're paying to get there, we're giving a gift. So
yeah.
How does this kind of new way of phrasing it work?
Yeah, so I think couples are looking at this as almost like a you're paying for a ticket, right? As you would if you're going to a restaurant and paying for like a fixed price meal. So, you know, oftentimes guests would say on their invitation, like to attend, that it's a $250 ticket or a $350 ticket, however, you know, however much it costs. And that's the way that they're kind of like selling it, no pun intended, to their guests.
Hmm. Might that be easier for a guest to say, okay, here's the price, presuming that you don't pay and then also have to do a gift? How does that part of it work?
Yeah, so, you know, in my opinion is that if you're charging guests to attend your wedding, then they're not, you know, obligated to send a gift. If you're hosting your wedding and, you know, you're not charging your guests and you're asking your guests to travel and to attend, then, you know, in that case, you give a gift. I like to look at it as if, you know, if you're having a dinner party at your house, right? If you're having a dinner party at your house and you invite folks over, you know, you're not asking them to, unless it's like a potluck dinner, but, you know, you're not asking for them to, you know, pay for the food that you will be serving them. You're hosting the event at your house. And, you know, some guests will be like, as a gesture, will, you know, send a bottle of wine or bring a gift to the home as a thank you for inviting them. And that's kind of how I like to look at weddings as well. And so in that case, if you're charging your guests the ticket to attend your wedding, they shouldn't be obligated to give a gift. That's my opinion.
Yeah, it just sounds like you don't like it too much. I mean, somebody's coming over for dinner at my house, I never ask them to bring anything. And as you say, sometimes people do, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you know, the other kind of like rule that we've heard for years is that like, oh, you know, the gift that you give at a wedding should cover the cost of the plate. But then it's like, well, how do guests know the cost of the plate? You know, so in my opinion, it's really that you're inviting your guests to your wedding as you are hosting it, and you know, guests give what they can, right? What they can afford. As a gift.
What would the typical charge be to attend a wedding? I mean, what does a plate go for these days?
Oh, man, we're looking at probably $250 to cover a plate.
Wow.
I know, and this is on average. Of course, you know, I've worked weddings where couples have had food trucks at their weddings and, you know, and have done things a little bit more affordably. But, you know, if we're looking at like a traditional wedding venue with, you know, about 150 guests, we're probably, and an open bar, we're probably looking at $250.
Wow. I'm going to a wedding at the end of August, but so far no invoice has come in the mail. So I think we're good. Lara Mahler, wedding planner and owner and founder of The Privilege Is Mine, and The Privilege has been mine in speaking with you, Lara. We thank you so much.
York, New Jersey, and Connecticut's home for news, traffic, weather, and the Mets. This is WCBS 880 News. WCBS 880 Magazine.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage as Big Wireless. Now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com at 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by September 2nd, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
time for WCBS Traffic and Weather Together.
That collision with an overturned car still there on the westbound Southern State right around the Meadowbrook Parkway. And delays go back to around New Bridge Road. Until that's cleared away, you can use Jerusalem Road. You can hop onto the Sunrise Highway or Hempstead Turnpike to get around that. In Queens, a crash on the southbound Cross Island at 160th Street. All lanes are subject to closure. As we move to the Bronx, the two-car hit on the southbound side of the Bronx River Parkway at the Cross Bronx. And in Westchester County, a couple of issues on the Hutch. One is a truck hit a bridge on the northbound side of the Hutch at King Street. And then in White Plains, southbound Hutch before North Street, you've got a two-car crash. The inbound George, 30 minutes to the upper deck, 15 to the lower. Hudson Tubes, minor delays. And NJ Transit is free all this week for all riders. I'm Susan Browning in the WCBS Traffic Center.
Most places are going to be dry here as we head through the evening. Pretty nice evening across the Tri-State area. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, maybe an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. Certainly that's probably more widespread across Connecticut. High tomorrow, 85. Then mostly clear tomorrow night down to 69. Very warm Tuesday up to 88. And hot steamy Wednesday, thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening up to 93. And then it's past Thursday. Hello, person listening to the radio. I'm going to tell you about my new Harry's razor while I shave. You hear that? I've got a face full of stubble. It's basically silent. It's giving me an incredibly smooth, comfortable, and close shave. Every Harry's razor has five sharp German-engineered blades and a lubricating strip with aloe for extra comfort. And check out this handsome orange handle. Oh, wait. I forgot you can't see it. Guess we just have to imagine it. And the best part is, Harry's blade refills are as little as $2 each, which is a fraction of the price of other leading five blade razors. Not going to mention any names. And done.
Get a Harry starter set with a five blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com/simple. That's harrys.com/simple.
Are you tired of looking at your old grimy and mildewy bathtub? Looking to replace it with a beautiful walk-in shower, but cash is tight? For as little as $89 a month, no payments for 12 months for consumers who qualify. Remodeling loans can put you into a beautiful new walk-in shower in as little as one day. You can rest easy knowing that Remodeling Loans, a network of certified contractors, screened and handpicked by us, offers premier products, top-rated service, and value, increasing the beauty, safety, and value of your home. A new walk-in shower will also provide you with a germ-free, slip-resistant, safe, and beautiful new bathroom. Special free installation. Our agents are standing by, ready to schedule your appointment with our design team at no cost and no obligation to you. All callers will receive a free upgrade of premium colors just for calling today. A beautiful new walk-in shower is now within reach. Call 800-925-7042. That's 800-925-7042.
You're listening to WCBS 880 Magazine.
Turns out there are a lot of shipwrecks off the coast of New Jersey. Diver Dan Lieb has become an expert on the subject, and he's joining us on Drive Time. Diver Dan, thanks for being with us. How many shipwrecks off New Jersey are we talking about?
Well, if you look at insurance records, Coast Guard reports, Lighthouse Station reports, you come up with a list of about 4,200 documented shipwreck incidences.
Wow.
And these can go from around Port Newark, Port Elizabeth, around our coast, our ocean coast, and up into the Delaware, Trenton.
How does that compare to, say, other states' coastlines? Are we in the ballpark?
Well, I can see where, you know, people would debate about this, but as an example, a lot of people that are familiar with the wrecks that have occurred around North Carolina say that there are over 6,000 documented accounts, making it a pretty high concentration of shipwrecks. But also, if you consider that we only have a state line that's about a quarter as long as North Carolina, our concentration would be even higher.
Why so many per capita, if you will, in New Jersey? What is it about our waters?
We have a shipping lane that comes up from the southern coast, the coasting states. We've also got South America, any shipping coming from there. We've got traffic that's coming around the Cape from Africa. We also have a shipping lane, a major shipping lane that brings traffic in from Europe. And all three shipping lanes converge on a narrow strip of water about 7 miles from Rockaway to Sandy Hook. And in the middle of that piece of water is a narrow channel about a half mile wide called Ambrose Channel. And with all that traffic in and out over as much as 300 years, accidents are bound to happen. Statistically, incidences are going to occur.
So it's not any kind of Bermuda Triangle situation or anything. It's just a factor of numbers.
Absolutely not like the Bermuda Triangle type of thing. This is all where you might have ships colliding with each other in a fog. They might get stranded or cast up on a beach in a storm. Their boilers might explode, or they simply break down and go adrift. We even have vessels that were sunk off our coast during two world wars, sunk due to enemy action.
How many do you think are still out there that haven't been discovered yet? I guess that's a kind of a hard question to answer, but I assume there must be presumably many.
I would say that of the 4,200 documented accounts, probably about 1,000 to 1,500 still leave a permanent mark on the bottom today. Of those, at least half of them are unidentified. There are wrecks out there. We know exactly who built them, who was at the helm, and we know exactly why they sank. And there are others that are still a mystery.
What makes shipwrecks so fascinating to you and to so many others? What's their allure, if you will?
An automobile wreck, a train wreck, or an airplane wreck. You know, these events are usually very, very fast events. Shipwrecks can go on for days. There's one wreck called the Republic off the coast of Long Island. It took 36 or 38 hours before it left the surface after the incident that put a blackout. It can be a real, a shipwreck is kind of like a box, right? You put a hole in the box, it fills with water, and it sinks. But it's what happens to the people on board that make history. And that's the story that I like to tell when I give these presentations.
Yep, so you're having some lectures that you're giving this week, Diver Dan. If people are interested, where do they go? What do they have to do to be involved?
Well, one of the best things to do, not to blow my own horn too much, but you could always go to my website at danlieb.com, and you could always get a hold of me and say, hey, Dan, when are you speaking next? I'll have a group engage you.
Diver Dan Lieb, interesting stuff. Thanks so much for joining us.
This is WCBS 880 Magazine.
The Trump campaign deleted a video on social media featuring Beyoncé's Freedom. According to Rolling Stone, it was playing on a 13-second post of the former president walking off his plane in Michigan earlier this week. But the singer's record label issued a cease and desist, saying Beyoncé's only given the Harris campaign permission to use that song. Celine Dion did the same thing last week, and there's an entire Wikipedia page of other artists who've said similar legal threats to Trump for using their music. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
This is WCBS 880 Magazine.
Getting onto an Uptown L, F, or M train just got a whole lot easier. Now you can wheel your stroller or wheelchair right into the 14th Street and 6th Avenue station as three new elevators officially open their doors. MTA Chair Janet Lieber says we can expect to see six more by the end of the year.
Out of the nine total, this entire complex, the 14th Street Mega Complex, will be done by the end of the year. But here we're opening three of them on the 6th Avenue L platform and the Uptown F and M platform.
He says this was a 36-month long construction project.
The feds contributed almost $250 million to this project, about 80% of the total cost.
In Greenwich Village, Marilyn Buckley, WCBS 880 News.
WCBS 880 Magazine.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-329-2121. 800-329-2121. 800-329-2121.
Time for WCBS Traffic and Weather Together.
That overturned car is still there on the southern state moving westbound right around the Meadowbrook State Parkway. You're jammed up from around Newbridge Road. Jerusalem Road would be a good choice. As we move to Queens on the southbound Cross Island at 160th Street, all lanes are subject to closure with a crash. In the Bronx, a two-car hit on the westbound Cross Bronx before the Grand Concourse. Once you get to the George, you've got a good ride. Coming inbound on the George, 20 minutes. Moving to Westchester, you've got a truck hitting the bridge on the northbound Hutch at King Street, and that's causing problems with delays. At this spring lane is getting by. And also on the Hutch moving southbound in White Plains right before North Street, a crash takes a lane of traffic. And New Jersey Transit is offering free rides on all modes of transportation starting tomorrow, Monday, and going all the way through September the 2nd as a thank you. I'm Susan Browning in the WCBS Traffic Center.
North and west, there could be a thunder shower in the next few hours, and then we'll turn out mostly clear tonight. Down to 69 in Midtown. Overall, pretty nice night across the balance of the area. Then partly sunny for tomorrow. We're up to 85. There will be an afternoon or evening thunderstorm, though, a little bit more widespread tomorrow. Then mostly clear tomorrow night, down to 69. Very warm for Tuesday, up to 88, and then hot and steamy on Wednesday at the 93 with an afternoon or evening thunderstorm, and not as hot for Thursday.
This is WCBS 880 News.
My name is Keisha Glenn Hutton of WCBS News Radio 880. Words that I have always been honored to say. There is power, prestige, poise, and passion behind our brand. From those that run our day-to-day operations to those of us in sales, we represented a brand that focused on quality programming and content and serviced the tri-state area faithfully through sharing both the good stories and the difficult ones. Thank you all for your dedication and contribution to the 880 legacy. We are and will always be News Radio.
Sophia Hall, I just want to thank everyone for taking the time out of their busy schedules to make us a part of your day for all these years. I met two of my good friends after interviewing them for stories. You never know who you're going to meet that day, connect with. I will especially miss the family of WCBS. You get to know not only your coworkers, but find out about their children or if they buy a house. I have a passion for my job, and that's what we all have had at the station, a passion for news and helping others.
This is WCBS 880 News.
It's the call you make to take control of your health.
Good morning, Princeton Longevity Center.
When you call Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading center for preventive medicine, preventing heart attacks, finding cancers before they spread, Princeton Longevity Center not only helps you prevent life-threatening illnesses, they can help you reduce the anxiety that comes from just not knowing enough about your health.
It's a very in-depth physical.
When you call, a coordinator will tell you about a one-day comprehensive exam.
We do have all, even your blood tests back the same day.
Princeton Longevity Center is the region's only preventive medicine center with 64-slice CT scan. The technology Time Magazine says is the most accurate test for early detection of cardiovascular risk.
But we can also do virtual colonoscopy with our scanner.
Schedule your appointment today. Call 888-8000-PLC or PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
We do it all in one day.
888-8000-PLC.
CBS News Brief. After getting hit with heavy rain, the worst is over for the Big Island, Hawaii, with the passing of Hurricane Hone. Hawaii County Mayor Mitch Roth.
Bus cancellation is going to be going through today. Ponding and things happening on our roadways.
We also have power outages, and we have some water issues as well.
High-level talks over a Gaza ceasefire have paused, but White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says lower-level talks will continue searching for a deal.
It is incumbent on all parties to work towards de-escalation and stability.
Seattle-Tacoma International Airport confirms that the internet and web outage hitting the airport is a cyber attack.
They have to manually enter everybody's information rather than the whole universal system. So it's frustrating.
Traveler Maria Price, who is traveling with her daughter. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut's home for news, traffic, weather, and the Mets. This is WCBS 880 News. You're listening to WCBS 880 Magazine.
I came across this of when I was a kid in Jersey, and I was obsessed with WCBS. It's kind of amazing that they actually took me in after I stalked the station for so many years.
Well, you were the suburban stringer even at age what?
I was, I think, 14 when I called in because it started snowing out in Califon, New Jersey, where I lived. And I called the radio station and couldn't believe it when they put the report on the air. And I'm going to play. I actually recorded it, of course I did. And if you listen carefully, you can hear me shouting down to Mom saying, "I'm recording this, Mom."
It's 23 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Let's go to the Weather Center about the snow. Dr. Bob Harris.
Snow on the way. Just had a listener report from Hunterdon County. That's around Clinton and Flemington, New Jersey. Starting to snow there. It's heading our way. We'll arrive in the immediate New York area within the next couple of hours. And snow will continue this afternoon. The possibility of an inch or two with very slippery roads by this evening's rush hour. High today, 20 to 25 degrees. Snow continuing tonight. Maybe we'll add another inch or two.
It's me yelling down the stairs to Mom.
WCBS. Skies are cloudy. The wind northeast at 8 miles an hour. We're checking in now with Neil Bush in our WCBS helicopter. Any more Virga that you've been flying through, sir? Hello, Neil.
Okay, Bob. I'm having just a little bit of trouble here with my AM signal. I know you switched to me, so let me just
all the technical difficulties over the years.
Hi, it's Catherine Chaffee. The station has been a major part of my life. I cut my teeth in that newsroom. It's been a long time since I was on the air, but the station has remained a constant pillar for me, a place that embodies the highest level of journalistic integrity. A special thank you to Tim Sheld and Chris Quimby for hiring me, and to Paul, Wayne, Steve, Marla, Peter, Sean, and the late Fran Schneidel for teaching me how to report and write, but also for teaching me about humanity. Lisa Cherenkovich, thank you for being a great friend and the best producer. I'm really going to miss hearing your voices every day.
She mentioned Chris Quimby. I had a Chris Quimby dream, Paul.
You were telling me this, and you put it, what, on your phone? You wrote it down on your phone?
I wrote it down. I guess I might as well tell the story now.
We have time now. Sure, sure.
Let's see. Do I have it handy here?
Welcome to the Freud part of the show.
Yeah, honestly, I had this. You know what? I got to find it. I'm actually not prepared, and that's my own fault for bringing it up and not being prepared to talk about it. But it's the end of WCBS, as we know. Sunday night is when we hand it over to ESPN. But I think I had a premonition. And this was back a year ago. It was a year ago.
You were on vacation or something, or no?
I don't know. It was June of 2023.
Well, you look for that. I want to say.
I got it here. Hold on.
You have it here.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right. Again, we're treading water. We never do that.
It's just weird, and I had to bring this up because I wrote this down. Here's my dream. And Chris Quimby was our manager at the time, even though what I'm describing here, BlackRock predates her. It doesn't really matter because
right.
It's a dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 a.m. at WCBS, and we're preparing the morning newscast. The scene is BlackRock. The overnight anchor is toiling away. The newsroom is unusually busy with faces we don't know. Chris Quimby is there looking sullen. The systems aren't working. Suddenly, I hear a collective groan as four men at each big 16th floor newsroom window pull black curtains across the glass. I look to the studio. The lights are turned out, and the board is dark. WCBS is no more. I stand there in shock. Martin Untroyd, sees my face, walks over and hugs me. My first impulse is to quietly smile. Yes, severance! Then I think of all the people losing jobs. Then the emotion hits me. I hold back tears as I look at the spot where the teletype machines were years ago, and I think of my first time there in 1978 when Dad drove me in for a tour.
Yeah.
I tell Martin the story about how Ben Farnsworth was in the studio that morning subbing for Jim Donnelly. This part is true. This really happened. The memories of that visit with Dad, those years in that same spot, the thread that has been woven through my life, makes me realize how much a part of me this has been. Sad only scratches the surface. Mm-hmm. But grateful too, Paul. Exceedingly grateful. Not only to have worked with you.
Thank you.
And all the people here at WCBS and the amazing listeners, but to have the opportunity to sit here with you right now and talk about it and have a farewell, which is not something that very often happens in this business.
As I said earlier, I don't think we would be doing this without your work and the archives that you have kept for WCBS. Some of them hilarious, like the 14-year-old when they mentioned the snowing in New Jersey, the report that you had called in, and you recorded it, and you're yelling in the background, I got it on tape.
I was so proud.
I think this many, many people who have worked here have the memory of hearing WCBS as a child. And the memory that I have was that the station sounded important.
Yes.
More than any other station on
the
dial.
Absolutely. WOR sounded official but stuffy.
Well,
this station was important but friendly.
You can sound official and you can sound important. And WCBS, I think, chose the right way.
WCBS 880 Magazine.
Town Fair Tire became New England's number one discount tire dealer by giving you the absolute lowest prices guaranteed. And with over 100 stores from Connecticut to Maine, we'll beat anybody's price. Other dealers, we beat them. Warehouse clubs, we beat them. Online sites, we beat them all every day. So remember, for the absolute guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
We are proud to serve our country, to serve our local communities, to wear the uniform, to be a soldier, to serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready, we're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Time for WCBS traffic and weather together.
That overturned car is still there on the southern state moving westbound right around the Meadowbrook State Parkway. You're jammed up from around New Bridge Road. Jerusalem Road would be a good choice. As we move to Queens on the southbound Cross Island at 160th Street, all lanes are subject to closure with a crash. In the Bronx, a two-car hit on the westbound Cross Bronx before the Grand Concourse. Once you get to the George, you've got a good ride. Coming inbound on the George, 20 minutes. Moving to Westchester, you've got a truck hitting the bridge on the northbound Hutch at King Street, and that's causing problems with delays. At least one lane is getting by. And also on the Hutch moving southbound in White Plains, right before North Street, a crash takes a lane of traffic. And New Jersey Transit is offering free rides on all modes of transportation starting tomorrow, Monday, and going all the way through September the 2nd as a thank you. I'm Susan Browning in the WCBS Traffic Center.
Most places are going to be dry here as we head through the evening. Pretty nice evening for us to try to sit here. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, maybe an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. Certainly that's probably more widespread across Connecticut. Out of our 85, and mostly clear tomorrow night down to 69. Very warm Tuesday up to 88. And hot and steamy Wednesday. Thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening up to 93, and not as high for Thursday.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Dobra Enhanced Select Premium Package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home. All done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Aw, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to jabraenhance.com/try. That's JABRAenhance.com /try. JobraEnhance.com/try.
Your roof is the biggest layer of protection your home offers.
Protect your roof with GAF Timberline HDC shingles from Riverhead Building Supply.
Visit a store to explore colors, features, and warranty details, and learn about the technologies developed to help protect your roof from wind and blue-green algae staining.
Timberline is America's number one selling shingle brand, delivering the look homeowners love.
Find the complete GAF roofing system at all Riverhead Building Supply locations and at rbscorp.com.
WCBS 880 will cease operations on Monday. It has been an honor to deliver your news, weather, and traffic, and to be a part of your lives for nearly six decades. Beginning Monday, we invite you to turn to 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
When you need to know why, when it matters most. This is WCBS 880 News. To WCBS 880 Magazine.
So we've seen a couple of articles recently that jorts, jeans cut off just above the knees, have become hip again this summer. Well, after seeing that, we just had to check in with Dr. Fashion, Andrew Bernstein, Associate Professor of Fashion Marketing and Management at Lynn University in Boca Raton, Florida. Dr. Fashion, good to talk to you again. Is this true? Are jorts actually in now?
Guess what, Michael? Shorts are here, and wow, they're probably here to stay.
Really?
I mean, we're going from uncool to trendy. And shorts were once considered unfashionable and associated with a dad style. Remember the sort of dad jeans back in the 60s and 70s? Right. Kind of the aesthetic, and having made a surprising comeback this summer. The styles evolved from a symbol of tackiness, okay, to an embodiment of the carefree Brat summer movement. Remember that Brat summer movement that everybody was kind of doing this last year or so? And they're gaining traction on runways, pop culture, social media, couture, ready-to-wear, everybody, guys, girls, unisex. It's all about this kind of trend. And, you know, we can rhyme it. We can say shorts. We can say jorts. Some people say snorts. Whatever you want to say, jeans are back, but they are shorter. You know, one of two things, Michael, is really interesting, and I'm thinking about this. One of the reasons that they're so popular, you know, jeans are denim, they're kind of sturdy. But guess what? Unlike pants and trousers and culottes, certainly for a woman and a guy, you can stick your cell phone in the back and you don't have to worry about falling it off and you can find it. That's certainly a great trend for people carrying their phones and having pockets. So that's one of the big things that we see. Also, sustainability is so important as well.
Why? I mean, I guess you mentioned one thing, you know, not the, the better pocket to keep your phone in, but why do you think they're back? What brought them back?
Well, comfort? I think one of the reasons for a big comeback is really the reemergence of Y2K. Remember that?
Sure.
The trend was particularly popular among Gen Z. Remember Gen Z, Gen Airs, they're really leading this trend for fashion, social media. And they are embracing the nostalgia of the early 2000s, 1990s, including low-rise jeans and other denim staples like jorts. So they're the ones making it popular. Remember, they're easy to get into and whatever. And remember, too, Michael, everybody with those stonewashed jeans, and you see maybe even your kids with the jeans with all the cuts and holes.
Sure.
You know what a lot of people are doing now? They're just taking the scissors, cutting off that lower leg, and guess what you have?
You got
jorts. Meat.
Well,
shorts.
I was going to ask you, is it okay to do that, or do you have to stick with
the... Don't it always seem to go, but you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Oh, boy. It's Wayne Cabot as we say goodbye. This is it. We're just minutes away. And I want to take these last few minutes to be quiet, which is something Paul Murnane has wished for a very long time. Paul, you will get your wish for the next few minutes as I play the sounds of WCBS through the years. You ready? 1960s, the headline sound. CBS Network Alert.
CBS Bulletin. WCBS Special.
update. Here's everyone's favorite. We never should have stopped playing these. We should have kept paying Steve Carman as much as he wanted. Everyone remembers and loves. News is from the guy who composed so many great themes. We'll start with the real big one. Yeah, he was the guy behind I Love New York. When you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Sooner or later, you'll own Generals. Trust the Midas touch. And have you ever heard the jingle, Nationwide is on your side? And here's what my friend, Steve Carman, did for us. 1979.
News is WCBS New York.
Sports is
WCBS New York.
Where it's at and where it's gonna be is
WCBS New York.
No matter where the news is made, we're here to tell it best.
WCBS New York.
Old news, more news. Day and night around the clock, it's your news. You get it all when you send it out. Your own news 88.
WCBS New York.
WCBS New York.
1989. This one didn't last very long. Headlines. Traffic. WCBS News Time 3:15. Time for News 88 Sports. And the big sports story today involves Kevin McReynolds, who has extended his lease at Shea Stadium in a very big way. Howard Cannon has more about that.
It was supposed to be Kevin McReynolds' day, a three-year contract.
Now the 90s, more than just the headlines. Traffic. The headlines approaching CBS News on the hour.
The 2000s.
News, traffic, and weather for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. We are News Radio, WCBS 880.
Big theme music at the top of the hour. This just in. Network rejoin.
Live from the CBS Hudson Square Broadcast Center in Manhattan, we are News Radio. WCBS HD and WCBS FM HD2, New York. Into the WCBS newsroom.
Now, CBS top of the hour, 60s to today.
We interrupt this program for a
CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
The Chirp. CBS Radio Special Report.
CBS Radio Sports.
This is Wynn Elliott for CBS Radio Sports Central USA. Every referee signal on a playing field has a special meaning, and now on CBS Radio, we've got a new set of signals that means great listening on this station. Our sports signature sounds like this. It means My Sports Central USA.
This is Douglas Edwards. CBS News on the Hour is the sound of news in the making. And this sound introduces our comprehensive news coverage. Distinctively CBS Radio, signaling CBS News. Listen for the signature. And you'll be listening to CBS News on CBS Radio, where what you want to know comes first.
Good morning. This is Steve Porter welcoming you to WCBS News Radio 88.
Good morning, this is Charles Osgood, News Radio 88.
Tune to the best news source around, WCBS News Radio 88. Local and regional developments coming right up. This is Bill Fahan. It's 5 minutes past 4 o'clock.
34 degrees, the winds east-southeast at 10 to 18 miles per hour.
You know him, don't you? That's Bob Harris.
Do you know me? Many people in the West Village.
News 88 WCBS in New York, 27th of November, a Monday, 36 degrees, 5:30.
News on us, headlines. A lot of snow on us today. Season's first snarls traffic.
Four tones will follow. The final loudest one marks the exact time.
We've been marking time for a lifetime, and now it's over.
It's midnight.
The power of that amazing signal there, 50,000 watts pulsating out, will continue as these names go away. We take these last minutes to celebrate our relationship, yours and mine, and Paul's, and Bridget's, and Michael, and Steve, and Tanya, and Levon, and on, to Pats, Parson, Farnack, Carol, Jeff Kaplan, Deborah Rodriguez, Gary Moore, Ben Farnsworth, Jim Donnelly, Lou Adler, Charles Osgood, Steve Porter, Harvey Hobman, Rita Sands, Tom Franklin, Bill Fahan, Bob Glenn, John Wydra, Palmer Payne, Alan Shaw, Ralph Howard, Greg Baker, Bob Gibson, Jack Welby, Arlie Carnes, Therese Crowley, Vicki Allen, John Metaxas, Jim Taylor, John Miller, John Lesher, Joe Avalar, Anita Bonita, Kathy Carpin, B.J. Fennell, I remember you, B.J., Mitch Levy, nicest guy in the world, Mike Sugarman, Janice Wright, Steve Knight, Karen Regal, Mary Alice Williams, Ed Crane, Maria Garcia, Cameron Swayze, Bud Mishkin, Suzanne Colucci, Ashok Bala, Bill Whitney, Dick Reeves, Rich Lamb, Peter Haskell, Marla Diamond, Sean Adams, Fran Schneido, Alex Silverman, Ellen Mitchell, Sophia Hall, Mac Rosenberg, Mike Zirinex, Bob Vosberg, Jeff Grant, Lisa Fantino, Frank Cipolla, Doug Spiro, Darlene Pamalas, Linda Zoman, Steve Malavay, Mike Smeltz, Sean Colfard, a.k.a. Michael Cole, Catherine Chaffee, Bob Brown, Eric Scott, Gordon Deal, Kelly Waldron, Dimascendio, Jerry Nachman, Jane Tillman Irving, Mary Gay Taylor, Fred Fishkin, Walt Wielder, Ed Bradley, Tim Scheld, and the renowned reporters for whom awards are named and still handed out, Art Athens, Steve Flanders, Edward R. Murrow, Lou Timmelot, Tom Salat, Terry Raskin, Joe Nolan, Chris Majette, Jim Feldman, Andre Farrow, Tom O'Hanlon, Russ Meyer, Lori Jordan, Lou Adams, Debbie Mazzella, Neil Bush, Tom Kaminsky, Dr. Just Plain Bob Harris, Norm MacDonald, Bill Corbell, Gordon Barnes, Todd Glickman, Craig Allen, Brad Heller, Jared Max, Gordon Damer, Kevin Burkhart, Kevin Connors, Bill Daughtry, Bill Schweitzer, Rich Ackerman, Howie Carpin, Tommy Tye, Todd Ant, Gary Stanley, Howard Cannon, Spencer Ross, Barry Landers, Howie Rose, Len Berman, Pat Summerall, Ed Ingalls, Gordon Williams, Ray Hoffman, Dean Shepard, Ken Pruitt, Joe Connolly, the CBS Radio Network, and its legions of correspondents, reporters, anchors, and commentators. Harry Reisner, Dan Rather, Walter Cronkite. The Osgood File. Now, what I did there was probably a huge mistake, because these are the people just off the top of my head. If I forgot you, I didn't forget you. This is all just happening so fast. But a special nod to one man who was a producer, a writer, reporter, and anchor over the years, and who had and has CBS in his blood, who maintains the most thorough and loving website of WCBS News Radio. And that's a man I'm proud to call my friend, Don Swaim. And thanks to all of his contributors, most notably John Landers, on the WCBS News Radio 88 Appreciation site. Go to it. It's amazing. Now, if we had hours, not just minutes left, we would name all the people you've never heard on the air, except in the credits, supporting those of us on the air and supporting journalism. The legions of people behind the scenes writing, producing, engineering are an innumerable and invaluable part of our history. Wicked smart people showing up at all hours, weekends, Thanksgiving, Christmas, so that whenever you turned on 880, you were closer to your world. The WCBS passion and pride spilled into a sales force that revered these call letters and the CBS legacy every bit as much as you and I do. Advocates for our craft, who showed advertisers how we, the audience, are smart, discerning, engaging, and caring. Caring. We have given our advertising dollars and our charitable dollars through so many hungerthons, for example. You held us to a high standard and let us know when we didn't hit the mark. All of us here knew that our audience is engaged and smart, and we knew to treat our audience with the respect that a well-informed, well-educated news consumer deserves. That's right, deserves. Our news desert is getting bigger and drier. And just like we should get a second medical opinion, we need to seek out more and more varied news sources that we trust, because getting your information without the bias and brainwashing in one place has given way to a fight to stay informed. With each closing newspaper, radio newsroom, TV newsroom, magazine, and now even digital news operations, the country we love is diminished. So as we leave the news ecosystem after 57 years of all news and 100 years of service on New York radio, we implore you to find that next trusted source. Use it, support it, in word and deed. It is the most patriotic thing you can do, and the most satisfying. To paraphrase a CBS News legend, good night and good luck. You will ask, why does this radio station mean so much? Why is the reaction the way it is? And I really can't speak for others. I can speak for myself. My parents split when I was 11. We split Christmas, and when I was at Dad's house, he gave me a clock. And this one had a beam at the top that shined the time onto the ceiling. I wanted to make sure it was set correctly, so I went to the station I heard in the back of the car, WCBS, to make sure the time was exactly right. And I listened and listened, and before long, I became hooked as a 12, 13-year-old. When I was 14, my dad drove me to the radio station in New York City during morning rush hour traffic, and he introduced me to the place I'm now signing off in 2024. Ray Martell, here's your last request. Chris Olivero, Ben Meverick, Ivan Lee, our bosses pushed for and got the authority to let us have our goodbyes, to have a last show. That's something very rare. I thank them for that. And I thank my dad for driving me into New York City in 1978. Parents, you never know what impact these random acts of love and attention may have on your children. I'm Wayne Cabot, and for the final time, this is WCBS, New York.
WHSQ and WCBS-FM, HD2, New York.
The Huskers lead over the Braves at least to 6 after Atlanta's loss to Washington. Royals and Astros played in Sunday Night Baseball. Houston salvaged a split of the 4-game series in Baltimore, winning by a count of 6-3. The Orioles now game and a half back of the Yankees. That's because Aaron Judge hit his 50th and 51st home runs of the year as the Yankees rolled past the Yankees 10-3. The Diamondbacks have now won 6 in a row. They finished off a sweep of the White Sox with a 7-5 victory. Arizona sits atop the wild card race, but remains 3 back of the first place Dodgers in the NL West. LA beat Tampa 3-1. Lake Barrier, Florida is Little League World Series champion. They do in dramatic fashion, falling behind, but coming back to win 2-1 in 8 innings.
Hey, it's Michelle Smallman, and coming up Monday, college football is underway, and I'm going to tell you who the biggest threat is to Ohio State and Georgia. It's on Sportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
Coming up Monday morning at 6 o'clock on DPHR on Rothenberg, we break down the Jets and Giants preseason, the Yankees and the Mets as well. It's Monday at 6 on ESPN.
This is Game Night on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
It's a Game Night on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Harrison Stanford and Jonathan Zaslow with you. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. If you want to tap in with us throughout the course of the night, 1-888-729-3776, 1-888-SAY-ESPN. And week zero has come to a close. We saw a top 25 defeat, Georgia Tech getting a last second field goal to take down number 10, which we don't expect to be number 10 anymore, Florida State. Grace Raynor joining us now, the athletic college football writer. Grace, my question to you, is this more about Florida State or is this more about Georgia Tech? Could we actually see Georgia Tech actually be a factor when it comes down to winning the ACC championship or getting to the college football playoff?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think Georgia Tech was better than we all expected, and Florida State was maybe a little bit worse. And I'm not sure that we're ready to declare Georgia Tech the kings of the ACC. They'll still have to go through Miami, Clemson. I'm sure they're going to have something to say in the ACC race. But this is a really good Georgia Tech team, and I think they do deserve their flowers. I mean, this team played really well. Offensive line returned 4 of their 5 starters and then brought in a really experienced right guard in Keelan Rutledge from Middle Tennessee. They've got the pieces that they need, I think, to really compete. They do have a gauntlet of a schedule. And then Florida State, we all thought that they were going to be the favorites to win the ACC. We figured they'd just kind of reload. And they've got some questions to answer. This was a game that went lopsided for them, and I think we have to kind of recalibrate what our expectations are for them in the conference race. But I think it's a little bit of both, to your point.
Grace, what do you make of DJ Uiagalelei's performance?
I thought that DJ was solid, maybe not necessarily dominant. I mean, I just think that this is a guy that we know how capable he can be when he's really clicking. He has a huge arm. He's a really effective runner. But he hasn't been a guy that's been a super consistent, super accurate downfield passer, and I thought we saw that again in week zero. I don't know that they really cut him loose. He had obviously those two huge throws on fourth down when they were trying to mount their comeback. But other than that, I just kind of felt like they weren't ready to totally take him off the leash yet. And I was surprised that they didn't use him more as a runner. I mean, this is a guy who's 250 pounds, 6'4", one of the most effective running quarterbacks in the ACC. So I thought he was fine. I thought he played well, but I think they're going to need a little bit more out of him down the stretch.
You're tapped in with Game Night on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Harrison Stanford, Jonathan Zaslow, right here on Game Night, joined by Grace Raynor, the athletic college football writer. Part of the reason, Grace, why DJ Uiagalelei did not play at a high level, or at least many would